Well, it's time now for Resistance Radio, and now it's time to take a look at what happened on Saturday with resistance to the lack of action on the climate catastrophe. Extinction Rebellion Denver had their third action on Saturday in Denver, shutting down parts of Spear Boulevard near I-25 for some time as well, bringing people to the streets to demand change and to demand change right now. KGN News' Carl Haas was there and brings us this report.
Rebellion! Annihilated, our seas are poisoned, acidic and rising. Flooding and desertification is rendering vast tracts of land uninhabitable and leading to mass migration. We are having more wildfires, unpredictable superstorms, and flooding. Right now, this is sadly mostly affecting the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed. We can't stand by while that happens. And all these things will soon get much worse. We are going to have increasing famine and untold drought. Our food supplies and fresh water will disappear. Conflict will become an epidemic as resources dwindle. We're on a train headed for a cliff that we can see on the horizon.
When do we want more fossil fuels? When do we want it? 2025. What do we want?
No more fossil fuels.
This is Cal Huss reporting for KGNU. I'm here at Fishbeck Park in Denver on April 20th, 2019, and I'm sitting with Rick Visser as a part of the Extinction Rebellion. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're here for?
Well, this is Extinction Rebellion in Denver started just in January, late January, so we're a very young group, and we are in solidarity with all other Extinction Rebellion groups throughout the whole world. There are many countries, I think, on all inhabitable continents, and the center of which is in the UK, where the largest demonstrations and activities are going on this week. So this is International Rebellion Week. So in solidarity with them, we have, this is the third of our major activities this week. It started on Monday with a die-in at the Denver City Council meeting. And then on Wednesday, we had a funeral for the earth that started in at Diane DeGette's office and went to Channel 9. A news outlet that we believe has really very feeble coverage of climate change and the overall environmental and ecological catastrophe we're involved in. So this is our third event, and we've gathered everybody here for a sort of a big celebration and activity.
Change, not climate change! System change, not climate change! System change, not climate change!
Is it too late?
That's a really good question and a very difficult question. If you would ask 10 scientists down at the pub today, good scientists, I would almost guess you're going to get 8 out of 10 of them who will say, just between you and me, yes, I think it's too late. And why is that? It's because the scientists have told us we have about 12 years left to turn this around, to make it so that we still have some agency, still have some influence on it. After that, it's just runaway, and we can only mitigate it somewhat. If you ask me personally, I would say, yes, I agree with these 8 out of 10, and that's a guess that it's 8 out of 10. But for me personally, I don't see a way out of it, because I look at human behavior. I look at our history of our human behavior on this earth, and that alone is enough almost to take away my hope. When I look at the science, that doubles my sense of that we can break through this. When I look at the increase in population that's due to be 10 billion by the year 2050, that's not real far away. How do we take care of all these people? I cannot see without a major change in behavior of most people here in the United States who will not want to give up their way of life. I understand that. I just don't see there's any way, because it is a massive undertaking we would have to do, and a massive change of behavior, and maybe a massive change of politics and economy. I don't see how it's possible. Does that make me stop? Does that make me give up? No, just about the opposite.
Some voices there from the Extinction Rebellion action that took place in Denver on Saturday. And thanks to KGN News' Carl Haas for that report. And we have photographs of the action online at news.kgnu.org.